Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another spectacular installment of the program. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday, and a happy day indeed. For the first time this year, it's going to be in the 70s. Time to get out of the house, get the motorcycle out of the garage, go do something. Don't stay inside, because by the end of the week, it's going to be back in the 40s. Spring in Wyoming, 70 one day, snow the next. Bill Henderson has not had an opponent since he first ran for the Wyoming House of Representatives in 2016. Of course, you remember Bill. He's this guy.
Whoa. I think you got to stop and take a look at what you're doing here. I speak against this because it kind of reminds me of that fairy tale, Cinderella.
I'll tell you what's another fairy tale is the idea that Bill Henderson is actually a Republican. By all measure, Bill Henderson typifies the word redcoat. Although, I have to tell you, until this past legislative session, he was almost a constant source of humor. But he kind of slacked off this year. I didn't get any Bill Henderson comedy shorts like this one.
English is a pesky language.
He's not so much for legislating, but good for a soundbite every once and again. But like I said, I didn't get my comedy short this year, and I'm a little irritated with Representative Henderson. Then, of course, there's all of the obvious reasons to be angry with old Bill. Though he claims to be a Republican, and again, there's absolutely no evidence of that, he votes with the Democrats 84.66% of the time, according to evidence-based Wyoming. Now remember, if someone walks like a Democrat, talks like a Democrat, smells like a Democrat, and votes like a Democrat 85% of the time, they are, without a doubt, a Democrat. And that is Bill Henderson. According to WyoVote, and as you all know, I consider that to be the most accurate legislative rankings website in Wyoming, out of 62 representatives in the House of Representatives, on the list of conservatives, Bill Henderson ranks number 55. And just to give you an idea of the company that Bill Henderson keeps, Steve Harshman, Tom Walters, Ryan Berger, and Dan Zwanitzer are more conservative than is Bill Henderson. Bill Henderson is also the March Rhino of the Month, according to WyoRhino.com. That's another ratings website. Here's what they wrote in regards to Representative Henderson. And I quote, "Ultimately, the March Rhino of the Month award goes to Representative Bill Henderson. Not only did Henderson attempt to provide a communist student loan repayment for all Wyoming teachers, he also voted against repealing gun-free zones in Wyoming and against bolstering parental rights in education. Joining his Democrat colleagues, he voted against the single pro-life bill introduced into the Wyoming House and took part in adding hundreds of millions of dollars to the state budget, including for state funding for gender-affirming care and abortions. If there's one speck of evidence as to his affiliation as a Republican, we can't seem to find it." End quote. So, if there was a redcoat that needed an opponent, it's Bill Henderson. And this year, finally, he has one. If you've spent any time in the Wyoming legislature during the last three legislative sessions, you've met Gary Brown. Or at the very least, you've seen him. Most of the time that I've been in the Wyoming legislature, Gary Brown has been sitting right beside me. In fact, during Dan Zwanitzer's wine session, and not the type of wine session that you would associate with Johnson County Commission Chairman Bill Novotny, not that one, but this one.
"But we are now weaponizing the process by calling for the ayes and noes on each one of these amendments."
Yep, Gary Brown was sitting right there, and he was also sitting right next to me when Steve Harshman said this.
So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really, who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most.
And Gary was sitting there when Representative Bob Nicholas said this during the 2021 special session.
There is no doubt, I mean, from all the medical information out there, that we are in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If everyone was vaccinated, this pandemic would be gone.
So what I'm telling you is there are very few people who know just about as much as I do about the Wyoming legislature, and Gary Brown is one of them. Yesterday evening, he joined me for a telephone interview, and I'm going to play it for you in just a second. But first, an absolutely outrageous profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. It's spring in Wyoming, and it's well past time for you to start putting together your plans for a building on your property. I know, you've got all of these ideas rolling around in your head. Now, the two guys that can help you sort them out are Nick and Jesse from Morton Buildings. Their telephone number is 307-674-2532. They are the experts at metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. One cool thing that they do is they pour concrete pillars and then insert a steel beam inside them and then pour the foundation on top. That way, there's no possibility of water getting underneath your building and ruining the foundation. It doesn't matter whether you're thinking about a barn or a garage or a roping arena or even a giant warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse. Once again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Every month, beginning on the 7th, Gunrunner Auctions posts 500 fine firearms for sale. Winchesters, Colts, rare military weapons, pretty much any type of gun you can think of, you'll find it at gunrunnerauctions.com. Scott Weber, the owner, specializes in estate firearms. The first thing he does is he travels to the estate and appraises the firearms for the heirs. He then takes them to his Cody auction facility, where he and his team research them, sometimes getting factory letters from the Cody Museum about each firearm's history. And then every month, beginning on the 7th, Scott and his team post 500 of them to GunrunnerAuctions.com. All of the auctions start at $20, and there's absolutely no reserve. They also have a wide variety of ammunition, hard-to-find ammunition, and firearms accessories. So it doesn't matter what type of firearm thing you're looking for, go to GunrunnerAuctions.com, and you're sure to find it. Another thing that happens in the spring is a lot of people start traveling looking for places to buy. And if you're one of those people that is interested in selling your property, well, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. That agent is Rebecca Bextell at Compass Real Estate. She's lived in Jackson for over 20 years, and she's got her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market all across the state of Wyoming. Whether you're buying or selling, Rebecca is the person you need to talk to. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. Now get this, she's been known to talk buyers out of a piece of property simply because it didn't meet their needs. So if you're one of those people that's interested in buying a chunk of property, or if you're interested in selling it, make sure that you get a real estate agent that's going to look out for your interests. That's Rebecca Bextell at Compass Real Estate. One more time, her phone number is 307-699-3519. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate.
I'm Reed Raisner, and I'm running for United States Senate because our politicians have forgotten what's important. They spend billions protecting borders in Europe and do nothing about our border. You deserve better. Wyoming deserves better. That's why I'm running, to serve you. Join me, and let's send new blood and a strong backbone to D.C. before it's too late. Go to ReedRaisner.com to learn more and join the fight.
If you're running for office anywhere in the state, I'd like you to consider advertising on Cowboy State Politics. Nobody is going to beat my advertising rates, and if you want to get your message out to conservative voters in the Cowboy State, there's no better place than to advertise right here on this program. Shoot me an email. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. I would love to get that conversation started with you. And now, back to our program. Finally, Bill Henderson has an opponent. I've been waiting for two election cycles for someone to run against this guy. Now somebody is. Like I told you before the break, his name is Gary Brown, and I know him pretty well. Here's the conversation we had yesterday evening. Joining me on the phone is Gary Brown. Gary is running against Representative Bill Henderson in House District 41 down in Cheyenne. Gary, welcome to Cowboy State Politics.
Thank you, David. It's good to be with you today.
So first question, this is your first time on the program. Why don't you tell my listeners about yourself and introduce them to who Gary Brown is?
Gary Brown is one who has become quite concerned about what's been going on in our country and in our state here, as well as other parts of the country. I became more involved in politics back in 2008. As many people did when Barack Obama was running for the presidency. We just began to see a lot of things happening in our country. And so many people got involved during that time. And so, of course, I started getting active with helping other people run for office. And then once I moved to Wyoming, I became active here in running other people's elections or candidacies and campaigns. And I just have watched so many things go on in our state. And it's really bothered me, David. Property taxes out of control now. Over the years, it's been the Second Amendment, there's been an attack, of course, on the Second Amendment for a long time. And so these things have concerned me. And so I've tried to get more and more involved.
Now, how long have you lived in Wyoming, Gary?
I moved here in December of 2011. So I've been here a little over 12 years.
Okay. All right. So now I've seen you a lot at the legislature. I mean, I've, pretty much, I think the last three sessions, I think I met you 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm really curious. You know, you've been watching what's been happening in our legislature for, you know, a fair amount of time. And let's be honest, 2 months in Cheyenne feels like 2 years. So you've been watching this for a long time. Why? I mean, what prompted you to throw your name in the ring this time? I mean, you know, 3 years watching the legislature, that's a long time. So what was it that convinced you that now is the time to run?
Over the last 2 years, particularly, I paid really close attention to the way that my representative has voted in the House, David. And it's been more and more apparent to me that he votes with the Democrat side of politics. Over 85% of the time, at least. I've watched the roll call votes, but along with that, like you have said, I've been in the legislature in the gallery watching, and even those that are not recorded votes, you can keep track of what people are doing when you're there. And it just really disturbed me that we have a representative in House District 41 that doesn't vote with their constituency at all.
Okay, now let me just ask you a question about that, because Bill Henderson hasn't had an opponent since he first ran in, I think it was 2016. So do you think it's just that nobody's run against him, or do you think that he actually is you know, voting the way that his Cheyenne district, you know, wants him to vote. I mean, explain that one for me.
I've thought about that a lot. This is a fairly liberal district that we're in. But he does run as a Republican. He doesn't run as a Democrat as the way he votes. Okay. And there's a reason for that. If this was truly a Democrat voting district, he would be running as a Democrat.
Instead of just voting like one.
Exactly right. And, you know, getting out and talking to the people, I believe I can show them what's going on.
Okay, fair enough. So there's a lot of things that our Wyoming citizens are facing in this upcoming election. I mean, we could probably talk all afternoon about the various things that need to be fixed. But why don't you give me the, you know, top three or four things that you're running on? What are those three or four issues that you think are super, super important?
Well, the top four, I guess, that I'm looking at would be, of course, property tax relief. People say reform, but I would rather say relief. We need to have some relief from property tax in our state. And then election integrity, the Second Amendment, and border security, because I know Wyoming isn't close to the southern border. But I was looking the other day, and fentanyl deaths here in Wyoming are up over 350 for the past 3 years.
Now, I've been amazed at the increase in crime in Wyoming's two largest cities, Casper and Cheyenne. And, it never used to be that you would see shootings anywhere in Wyoming. I mean, occasionally there would be the, you know, occasional shooting. But it wasn't something that you heard, you know, on a monthly basis, or sometimes even, you know, it would happen just a couple times a year. But it seems like anymore, there's a lot of crime that's been happening in Cheyenne and mm-hmm. in Casper. Do you attribute that to illegal immigration, or do you think that's immigration from our southern border, or what's going on there?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. Of course, we got people coming in from Colorado who are already illegally in the United States, but the influx over the last 3 years has been huge. And this last shooting that took place here in Cheyenne, the area that's in, I happen to know that apartment complex over there has several MS-13 members in that. Complex. So,
wow.
I know exactly where it's at. So, it's amazing.
I think that's a perfect example of, you know, disproving the whole, well, this is Wyoming. That doesn't happen here. And, you know, I've been paying attention to news reports across the state. And the other day I opened up the Sheridan Press and, you know, they print the police blotter, you know, all the calls that came in. There was a police interaction. I guess that's the best way to put it, with a guy who was here illegally, and he was driving a car without a license. And so I really think that every state has become a border state. A lot of these problems Wyoming used to be immune to, but I really don't think we are anymore. You know, I mentioned, you know, it's pretty frequent now that we hear about shootings. You know, yeah, I mean, illegal immigration's a problem all the way around. Hey,
I couldn't agree with you more. There's been the last few days as I've been out driving around, there's been several times, David, where I come up to an intersection and the light changes green. I've got my turn signal on to turn left, and the person across from me will not move. And then I realize that they're someone who could likely be here illegally. And so I end up having to go straight through to get past and then turn around and come back, because I'm afraid if I make the left turn and then they do decide to go, that I'm going to be in an accident, that it's my fault.
Right, right.
So even the traffic laws here, and you watch the driving, it's terrible here. And it, you know, it's never good, but this has been really bad over the last 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned one of your big issues is the Second Amendment. And, you know, this is Wyoming, and guns outnumber the population at least 10 to 1. A lot of people don't buy the argument that the Second Amendment is under attack in Wyoming. So explain that for me. That was one of the things you said, you know, at the very beginning. Why is the Second Amendment under attack in Wyoming?
Well, you watch our legislature. Let's start there. And when we have gun bills or Second Amendment bills that are good ones that we want to get through that will protect our Second Amendment, it's a fight. It's a fight to get through the SAPA bill that we did a few years ago. The gun-free zones was in 2023 legislature, and then again this year, and it was a fight both times. In 2023, of course, it didn't make it through. This year it did, and then Governor Gordon vetoed it. We fought the red flag laws both years again. But you look at, there's just so many things going on in our country, and trying to overstep what Washington's doing with our federal government is coming after our Second Amendment, and our legislature won't stand up against it. That shows me that there's a definite problem.
Fair enough. I mean, you and I were sitting right there during the, I think it was Senate File 109, the, you know, red flag gun bill, or ban red flag laws, or however, I can never remember the titles of these things. And there were seven amendments that any one of them, well, six of them would have gutted the whole bill. And a lot of Wyoming Republicans, only one of the amendments passed. And actually, I have the roll call sheets right here. But it's fascinating when you go through it, just about every single one of the Redcoats screwed up on at least one vote. And your guy, Henderson, man, he voted for every single one of them, I think.
Yes, he voted for every single amendment that would have just destroyed that bill. And he voted against the bill itself. And he in the Appropriations Committee last year is where they sent both of those bills, the gun-free zone and the red flag law. And he was in there, and it come out of the one that did come out, came out completely destroyed. And the other bill, I believe the red flag law bill, didn't come out at all. So, it's terrible. There isn't a single gun control bill that Bill Henderson doesn't love.
Well, okay, so let's be, I just went through the roll call votes, and let's make sure that we're accurate. The one amendment that he did not vote for during that whole fiasco was the third one. And I'd have to go back and look and see which one that was. But there was one amendment that he didn't vote for. So, hey, man, you know, one out of six.
Yeah. At the same time, every one of those would have destroyed that bill.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just a single vote would have done it. And then when it came down to the final vote on the bill, he did vote against the bill. So,
well, actually, I think we've got, and you know, I try really hard to be, you know, super accurate when we're talking about these things. And I think the bill that you're referring to was House Bill 125 that he voted against it on final passage.
I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. He did vote in favor of the red flag.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He voted against House Bill 125. You're right.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in my mind, if you're going to vote, you know, against a good Second Amendment bill anywhere, you know, it doesn't matter if it's House Bill 109 or Senate File 109 or House Bill 125 or even the credit card bill. If there's one or two bad Second Amendment votes you made, you're not in favor of the Second Amendment. I mean, there was absolutely no reason to try to gut this bill the way that he did. So he doesn't get any quarter for voting on it because of an election. And the interesting thing about this, Gary, is after his vote on the repeal gun-free zones, he put out a statement saying, well, you know, there's the reasons why I voted against that bill. And here he is, you know, voting against, you know, voting in favor of prohibiting red flag gun seizures, just because, like all of the redcoats who tried to gut the bill, you know, in the previous half hour, you know, he knows that it's an election year and he doesn't want to be beat about the head and shoulders with it. But I kind of have a feeling you're going to remind him of all of his votes.
I'm going to work at it, yes. I've got a lot of paperwork that I'm working on right now. I'm going through the bills again, David, taking a look at all those recorded votes and like that. I'm, you know, I think it's fair for the constituents to know where he's at. And so, you know, if you vote a certain way, then your constituents should know that.
All right, last question. Let's talk about spending. Now, we spent, I think the final tally on the budget and legislation that they passed was $11.5 billion. Now, what can, you know, and the answer to this question is pretty easy. You know, what can we do to reduce spending? But, you know, you hear the redcoats say all of the time, well, you know, if we decrease taxes, we got to backfill that revenue. If you had to pick one thing to reduce spending, what would it be?
Well, I think I would start with what Article 4, Section 14 of the Wyoming Constitution, which allows the legislature to examine the accounts. And that means we need to look at forensic audit. When we start auditing the departments and seeing where they're wasting money and seeing where we can cut spending in those areas, then I think we can go ahead and do something for the people of Wyoming.
Excellent. Well, Gary, I appreciate you taking the time on a Tuesday evening to visit with me. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Thank you, David. I have a website. It's Gary4House.com. I also have an email address, which is GaryBrown4Wyoming@gmail.com. And they can connect with me there. I will also, on my website, it has a phone number that they can call if they'd like to do that, David.
All right. Well, I appreciate it once again, Gary. Keep me updated on how your race is going. I'm sure we'll visit, you know, later on during the election. But thanks once again and have a good evening.
Thank you, David. I appreciate the time.
That'll do it for today's installment of Cowboy State Politics. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday during Weekend Update. Also, if you want to listen to my live program during the week on the Independence Network, it's every weekday morning beginning at 10 a.m. You can find it at the website independencenetwork.us. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.